Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. Lately, we've been reminded of just what real estate agents focus on at this time of the year, every year. Although buyers are still buying property and tenants are still looking for homes to rent, there are many agents who advise their clients to hold off until the new year to list their home, as it allows for more flexibility for settlement periods and possibly more supply and demand. More than likely, you've spent this year working hard in your business, so you're using this time of the year to work on your business and plan out your marketing for 2017. I've had countless conversations with some of Australia's top agents and teams in the past couple of weeks, and this is exactly what they're doing. It's important when we're planning for the new year that we step back and ask questions rather than simply plotting some tasks on a calendar and hitting go. The first question might seem like an obvious one, but it's critically important. What performed well last year? It's often easy to jump the gun on starting fresh without taking a close enough look at what worked and what didn't. In 2016, I'm a big fan of what's called a marketing not to-do list, whereby you list all of the marketing activities that you perform and the channels that you use and evaluate each and every one of them based on the return on investment. If it's not delivering business outcomes, or worse, you can't measure that it is, then you give yourself permission to put those items on your marketing not to-do list. We recently met with one of Australia's top agents who put a significant amount of time and effort into his presence on Instagram throughout 2016. But after carrying out this process, he identified that although his efforts on Instagram have generated plenty of engagement from followers, the team have not received any measurable business outcomes as a result. After digging a little deeper into the makeup of his audience on Instagram, most of his followers are either other agents who admire what he's doing, or people that simply admire the types of properties that he sells, but most likely can't afford them. The lesson? His clients, the people employing him as an agent, for the most part, don't use Instagram. Secondly, this agent couldn't measure the return on his investment in the platform, so he's decided to reallocate his efforts into another channel with another strategy in 2017. He's put Instagram on his marketing not-to-do list. Dedicate a day to diving into your numbers to come up with a comprehensive picture of how your marketing performed this year. Don't forget to consult each team member on the front line of sales or property management to get first-hand feedback on what marketing helped them secure a new listing in 2016. The goal is not to uncover every little metric from last year, but to answer the two big questions: what worked and what didn't. If you're in business, my guess is that revenue and profit are pretty important to you. This activity alone will give you a clear understanding of what's impacting on both. Next, you need to consider what's important to you. What do you want to achieve in 2017, and in what order of importance? Is it growth in market share? Is it growth in the amount of property managements? Is it recruitment of new staff? Or is it retention of staff? I recently spoke with the director of a well-established multi-office network who told me about the challenge they're having with new businesses in the area eating into their market share and attracting their top performers in the process. So the core objectives of this particular agency in 2017, in order of priority, are: number one, increase staff retention to 100%. Number two, increase market share by 20%. Their content marketing strategy and website redesign are focused on achieving these two primary objectives. Sure, they have other business goals, but by asking themselves, what's most important? They have developed a clear strategy to achieve it. You've probably heard the saying, doer of all and master of none. This applies to your marketing strategy in 2017. Don't just create a list of tasks that your marketing team can tick off and say they've completed. Things like post to Instagram 10 times a day. Ask yourself, what are the two or three most important business outcomes that you want to achieve in 2017, and work backwards from there. Lastly, what portion of your budget can you dedicate to new or untested initiatives? Google are famous for a program they called 20% time, whereby staff were given one day per week to work on an idea they've had to eventually pitch that idea to the rest of the team. Some of these ideas never saw the light of day, but some did. Gmail was one of those ideas created by a staff member during the time that this program was running at Google. The marketing manager from an independent agency in Melbourne told me just last week about a similar program in their business that is yielding new ideas. Each month, this particular agency holds what they call an innovation workshop, whereby staff must create a solution that solves a problem in their business using technology. The winning idea from last month's workshop was born out of frustration with a problem that I know that many of you have had in your business. Staff in this agency would often complain about the amount of emails and replies that were being forwarded around the office on any given day. So the winning idea last month was to use Facebook's new platform called Facebook at Work, whereby staff can view all of these emails and replies in the form of a Facebook newsfeed, specifically for their office. Essentially, it's like a Facebook group, but with business tools for teams to communicate. This initiative has led to happier staff, a less crowded inbox, and improved productivity. The lesson in this example for all of us is that we need to take the time to explore new ideas that help solve problems for our business and for our consumers. If you're not allocating a portion of your budget to new or untested initiatives in 2017, your competitors might be, and it just might be the thing that staff want to be a part of and real estate consumers are attracted to. So over to you. What does 2017 look like in your business? Is it a rinse and repeat of 2016? Are you going into the new year with a set of ideas? Or are you ending this year with a clearly mapped out plan for 2017 to achieve specific business goals? My hope is that you do, or that you will. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and you'll join more than 42,000 agents from around the world who get our latest episode straight to their inbox each week. Until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.